Mary asks, I realize that when I have an emotion, I feel it, but I find that I hold on to it as if it is going to either prove to me that what I am feeling is right and to keep holding on to it to protect me from something. Guy, can you help me to let this addiction go?
The only way we are liberated from any addiction has nothing to do with not wanting to be addicted. The only way we're ever free, Mary, of an addiction is by waking up to realize there is a part of us that cannot wait for the next fix, whether it's drug, food, or emotion. Then we understand that it is not my job, as you have said, that I find myself, that I'm holding on to it. You are not holding on to it. It clings to itself to justify itself. Being identified with that consciousness, Mary, is the problem, waking up to the part of us that is that identity is how the addiction is broken. The addict sees that he is acting against himself or herself. The emotional addict sees that he or she is clinging to the very thing they say they don't want. The emotional addict sees they are clinging to the very sensations they don't want. Seeing that something in me is clinging to this thing while another part of me is saying I don't want it proves the contradiction, the conflict is in that consciousness. It is separating the wheat from the chaff. Awareness from a consciousness that has no awareness of itself that brings about the freedom we're seeking. So work with that as best you can, Mary.